Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
What if I told you everything you know about the world is wrong? What if I told you that all the things you believe to be impossible are in fact very much possible?
Reality is not what you think it is. It is so much more complicated, fascinating, and above all, terrifying.
We are at the fringes of the map.
And there's more than just dragons.
Maybe as we get back in the car, I'd like to get on the radio and be like, try to contact, I guess I got to go through Sue Ellen to get to Long and Short, yeah?
The way it works is Sue Ellen at the Ranger admin office,
yeah.
There's like this massive radio tower mm-hmm. because of all the undulating hills and mountains around Salt Fork. It's often hard for radio signals to get through. So what happens is the Ranger station is up high, has a really high tower, so it's easier to contact Sue Ellen than it is to contact the long and short of it.
All right.
But you can still contact them sometimes.
No, if I do it through Sue Ellen, I'm going to get less back talk anyway.
That's fair.
I'll me as well there.
Sue Ellen?
Yeah, Donnie?
Just wanted to let you know I was out by the burn line and didn't have quite the light to take care of the survey need be done out there.
Uh-huh.
So if you could just let Tom Short know if he's still in the area, that if he can just take care of that for me, I'd appreciate it.
Yeah, no worries, hon.
All right, over and out. Thanks, Sue Ellen. Okay, let's go to the Civil War fort.
All right.
As I volley it back one more time.
Exactly. You drive back past Fort St. Clair. And pull in you pull in. There's like a little space where you can park your car.
Mm-hmm.
Both of you hop out. You see that fence, and you see the big pole with the camera on it.
The kids still come around here?
Or the teens come
around here?
You would just know that. Yeah. The fort has a considerable... Maybe you spot some extra tags on the fort since
maybe
you were last
year. I spot somebody's done a rude caricature of me with cannonballs underneath it.
Absolutely, yeah.
I just completely ignoring you walk over to it, just so disappointed.
And I'm like sitting back and taking a picture of him with the thing in it.
Just which,
and they're both standing eerily similar. The
Can
picture
get,
and him.
It wouldn't hurt so much if they didn't get such a good likeness.
If your intention is to take an unflattering photo of Cannonball, you have achieved it.
Okay.
Cannonball, you see it. You see what he does. It's obvious.
I just shoot you a dirty look, but then turn back to the graffiti.
Well, you take a look around, do what you need to do.
Do you unlock the gate for
Absolutely. I bring out a big jangling thing of keys.
Absolutely.
More keys than you're like, there should be locks in this tiny town and national park. Presumably, I imagine it's the kind of situation where every time we change the locks, I don't get rid of the old key.
Oh, fuck. Absolutely. There are some keys that were maybe from the 60s.
But I know. Somehow, I never missed the key. Mm. Even though you're like, there are 40 keys on there for this one lock. I just remember the most recent one. And while he does that, I'd like to go to the back of the Range Rover and see if I've got anything I can start scrubbing this graffiti away with.
I would say that you would, yeah.
Yeah.
You've got cleaning supplies.
All right, I'm going to try and wipe away this graffiti. That's so rude to me.
All right, I'm heading in and just walking around to try to check out the place.
You can ask me questions.
I'm shouting. I'm like, Cannonball, is there anywhere I should be looking around this area? You know anything about what happened here?
Where
the kids were found.
The
or
child, Christ, what was it? Katie Lancaster, I think, was found. I named the room. It was like a back room, yeah?
Yeah, it was the
where
back
was
room.
Found, was found in the back room. The other boys or the other kids were on the roof, from memory. That's what Conrad said. And Oliver, somewhere around here, but they never found a body. So,
right, well,
tragedy.
If you don't mind, I'll just have a quick poke around and see if there's any nice shots and all that.
Please.
So, yep. I open up and I walk into the back room, which apparently we found Katie. Mm-hmm. I'm very much on all my observing things, and all my hunches are out trying to get as much of a vibe for anything as possible.
As you enter, you see there's a big sign on that door to the fort that says "Condemned, do not enter." Would you still go in?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
All right. Beautiful. Oh, yes.
There is a lot of very obvious and dramatic burn damage to the fence and to the building itself. You get some decent photos of this scene as well. And then, searching around, you can see, this is just the bottom floor. You haven't gone up the stairs yet. The two side rooms have nothing really interesting. There's, in one of the rooms, there's a lot of good burn damage. You take a photo of that, but you don't see anything of interest. But in that back room, the bunk room, you see a little crack in the back wall. It's about wide enough for a child to fit through. Staring just above it, you're like, is there something on that? You can kind of see like a pattern almost. You get down on your hands and knees and wipe at the ash that is caked over this little pattern or whatever. And you can see that beneath the ash, there is a black handprint stuck just over the little gap. You're not sure if that's important or anything like that. It just looks strange. It seems notable.
All right, well, I'm just taking pictures around, but that's... For me, I still think it's just the last sight of Oliver Thingy, so I'm just getting some dramatic shots.
You would know that this is the little gap that Katie was in. So I suppose, would you take a photo of this little gap as well?
Yeah.
You can note that on your character sheet because that might come up later.
Okay. Oh, okay. Interesting.
And, well, yeah, but I'm guessing there's nothing like, as in, I'm just looking around, but I'm not like crazily, like I'm just looking at the damage against the
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
And which includes me going on the outside and like walking around, just sussing it all out.
You see that gap from the other side as well? There's no little handprint here, but you can view in. If you're going up to the second level, I'll make another investigation check for you. You get up to the second level and you see that if there was anything interesting here, it'd be long gone. Their time has just weathered away so much here. You see some more good opportunities for photos, and then finally you see the ladder that goes up to the top level with the little hatch, but the hatch is currently closed. Would you like to go up again?
I mean, I've come this far, I might as well. As long as it doesn't look like dangerously thingy.
You don't know structural integrity. Yeah. You're not an engineer. It looks fine.
Yeah, all right, I'll take it.
You get halfway up. And then the ladder immediately breaks.
Oh, fuck me.
No successes. You fall down onto your leg.
Yeah.
You roll your ankle.
Okay.
Awful pain shoots up your leg directly into the base of your spine and then radiates throughout your brain.
Yeah.
You are in agony. You take... It's the worst pain imaginable. You take 1 point of bashing damage. So... Let me explain how damage works.
Okay.
There are three types of damage. Mm-hmm. Bashing, lethal, and aggravated.
Okay.
Bashing damage is superfluous, like bruises, that sort of stuff. The sort of damage you'd get if you rolled your ankle. The sort of stuff that you could probably heal up or get over pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Bashing damage heals at a rate of 1 point per hour. Lethal damage is anything inflicted by a deadly weapon. So a knife, a gun, that sort of stuff. Lethal damage heals at a rate of one a day.
Okay.
And then there's aggravated damage. Aggravated damage is beyond a lethal weapon. It's something very destructive, like fire. If you catch fire, if you lose a limb, and some supernatural things can deal aggravated damage. Aggravated damage comes back at one per month, if it comes back at all.
Okay.
So sometimes aggravated damage can be permanent.
Yeah.
I gotta say, losing a limb,
it's pretty permanent. Hard to bounce back from.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, you take 1 point of bashing.
Okay. Do you holler out as you land?
Oh, you stupid cunt. Oh, shit.
You hear
me, fucking cunt. All right,
sleeves rolled up, I'll put the sponge back in the bucket or whatever, and I'll slowly amble around.
Fucking cunt leg, you stupid.
You're right.
Cunt.
Oh, fuck me. I'd like to look up at the ladder.
You see the broken ladder.
That's like a historical site.
Yeah.
Look down at you. Sprained your ankle?
Oh, what the fuck does it look like, Cannonball? I sprained the fuck out of the ankle. Oh.
All right, I'll like very slowly lean down and heft you up and kind of get you arm slung around my shoulder. Let's get you back to town.
Right. Thank you. You're a sweetheart.
I look down at you and I look up at the ladder. I'm like, historical site. We won't tell no one about the ladder. And then I'd like to pick you up.
Yeah, no worries.
There's paperwork for me. If I have to explain that you broke the ladder, plus you're here, kind of like I'm kind of responsible for you, so it'll all come back to Cannonball.
And it's one thing Cannonball doesn't want is anything coming back to Cannonball.
My favorite expression: it'll all come back to Cannonball.
We can say the kids wrecked the ladder. I'll take you to the Range Rover.
Oh, you're a gentleman, Cannonball.
Right, I'll one arm slung around you, one of your arms slung around me, walk you up to the Range Rover and sit you in.
All right, you get back to the Range Rover. It's not without some difficulty.
Mm-hmm.
If you are, well, you are first off nearly in your 60s, yeah. So you're physically a bit...
I'm nearly in my 60s and I've not taken care of myself yet.
You're already physically a bit weary. And then Connor is, I believe, if I am correct, is a very fit person and muscle is weighty.
Yeah.
Here you go.
You get into the... It's very funny who has to carry who right now. You get back to the Land Rover. You chuck Connor in. You get in the driver's seat. And you start driving back towards Winterset. While almost immediately, you're maybe a minute down the road. And you hear crackling over the radio. Cannonball, you out there?
Yeah, this is Cannonball.
The long and short of it, they they're having a bit of an issue. Apparently, there's some fella. What road are you on?
One of the trails off Catter's Road.
You were not too far from the old Civil War fort, correct?
No, yeah, not too far at all.
Can you make a little divert down to Kelly's Bridge? It's not too far from you.
I like take my finger off so that she can't hear me. I turn to you, kind of you. You'd be right for like another half hour, so, something like that.
Well, fucking, yeah.
There might be some in the first aid of the... We might be able to get your painkiller. Yeah. Yeah, this is Cannonball.
Right, well, you don't listen to me anyway.
I can come down to the bridge.
Thanks for that. Long and short of it, I've just been reporting that there's some fella down wandering down by the river. They've lost him apparently, but he looks he himself looks lost, a little waterlogged.
Jeez, I'm grow. Okay,
maybe an overturned boat or something.
Yeah, no worries, Sue Ellen. Thank you very much. I click it back down, and I'll turn the car around and start heading towards Kelly's Bridge.
Well, you got any drinks in here? Something to numb the pain?
I reach in back under the back seat or whatever, and I pull out the first aid kit and open the first aid kit, and there's just a little thing of brandy in there.
Yeah. Like how some people hollow out a Bible, you hollowed out a first aid kit to put brandy in it.
Most of the time, it's all anyone needs, and I'll push it over to you.
Oh, you're a gentleman. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
He pushes over a bottle of Ohio Black.
They say brandy shouldn't be black. We say different. That's the slogan. No,
the slogan is Ohio - the Tar State.
Fermented Tar Brandy. That's funny.
I never heard of a fire black, but it was in like your beans. I'm looking forward to it.
It smells pungent, peaty. You would describe it as peaty.
It'll put hair in your chest and back, I say.
You know how sometimes, especially if a liquor is sweet enough, if it's got enough sugar in it, a already opened cap will get that like crust around it? When you open this bottle of brandy, it feels like a layer of crust coats the hand holding the bottle. That is how much crust comes off this thing.
Wow. It's old. It's been there a while.
Oh, yeah.
It's largely swig and brandy, you know?
It predates the little metallic disc underneath there.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm nervous, but I'm going for it.
Yeah.
It's got a kick.
Yeah, it's got a kick. Hang on. Highs or lows?
Highs.
you're in trouble, dude. You are shocked to discover that it is maybe a bit vinegary.
No. Maybe as I'm driving, like not looking at you, I'm like, I wouldn't have drunk that much.
You are so funny.
Oh, Adam. That's
anyway.
So kind.
Wouldn't have drunk that. Shushums. Okay. So you make it to Kelly's Bridge. It's just this small, mostly metal bridge that extends from, there's a little island out in the lake, Kelly's Island, creatively enough named, and then the bridge connects the island to the mainland. There is a small little historical site on the island where they used to try, they're back in the 1800s. Actually, I would get you to intelligence academics. Plus two, I'll say, because you are a local. You know that back in the 1800s, a company called Erie Logistics were trying to build a tunnel that went underneath the lake or underneath a very shallow part of the lake. Yeah. And Kelly's Island was where they dug down to make the tunnel.
Yeah, cool.
You are aware that there was a cave-in, a collapse, or actually no, yeah, you just know that there was some sort of collapse, an accident, mostly caused or probably caused by the fact that the company making it used mostly Italian immigrants who did not speak the local language and were not trained in demolitions.
Ah, yeah.
That's going to stop them.
That'll get you, dude. That'll get you.
And then there was an accident, caused a cave-in, and the company had to quietly pack up and leave.
Oh, my. All right.
So anyway, that's the historical site basically marks where they dug down.
Yeah, cool.
So you get here, you've been told that you're looking for
like a lost guy.
Yeah, a lost man. He apparently seems a bit waterlogged, and the long and short of it, saw him. And actually, that you would know that they've been going on reports. Some other hikers saw him and didn't do anything about it and contacted the local ranger service. A classic thing to fucking happen.
So am I meeting long and short here, or did they just like clock it and they're doing other stuff?
They're also searching this area. You can go meet them if you want. They're searching it. Yeah, no worries. The long and short of it are searching further north along, so you could start searching and heading. Well, actually, sorry, it goes northwest, so you could start following it east.
Yeah, radio. I'll pull over the Range Rover and be like,
"There's a fella out here, lost, waterlogged. I'm just gonna walk along the riverbank looking for him. You're welcome to stay in the Range Rover."
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
So inclined. Some nice. I point to the historic site.
Yeah.
This commemorates the Erie disaster. Erie Logistics collapsed a tunnel around here. Could take some photos of that. It's up to you.
Let me have a couple more swigs of this. This Ohio.
Got a taste for it.
See how I'm feeling.
All right.
You might be the first man in existence who has a taste for Ohio Black.
Ohio Black was made for 1 year in 1967.
Fuck, that's so funny.
All right, so you're staying by the Range Rover, Connor, and you're going to walk on foot.
Yeah. Hello there.
No successes. So
I'm not looking hard.
That's fine.
Move a brush. Look in the river.
You're maybe actually you're spending a lot of time not looking along the banks, but you're spending a lot of time looking on the water because you deduce that the person probably came from a capsized boat of some sort. And you're like, well, I'm going to spot a boat a lot easier than a person.
Yeah, fair.
But unfortunately, there are no boats to see. Mm. So you keep walking along the river.
Yeah.
You are searching for an hour.
Yeah.
So it's about maybe like five-ish now. Do you want to keep going?
I don't really have stuff to search. How, like, is it getting dark? Or, like, is evening going to come quick?
Yeah, it's winter right now. Or it's October, so it's... Yeah, it's like days are getting shorter or whatever. So you can see that the sun is going to be setting very soon. In actual fact, if you turn around and start walking back,
it'll be dark by the time I arrive. Yeah, I reckon I don't have like a torch or anything really. Yeah. So I'm going to turn around and start making my way back.
While you're turning around to walk back, Connor, you see a man just completely, he comes from further along northwest. He is completely head to toe drenched. He wears denim overalls, and he's got underneath that just a simple white shirt. He's wearing he'd be wearing boots, and he's got like a flat cap on. He is slowly trudging along the riverbank, walking basically towards where Cannonball went.
I don't know why, but the fact that this is happening in the evening is spooky for some reason.
Way spooky.
Yeah, I don't know why. Like, if it was nighttime, spooky. Daytime, not so spooky, but with like the red light of evening, it's like, oh no.
He looks at you, Connor, and you can see that he has a big shining welt on his face, like a heat injury, like a burn or something like that. He looks at you and slowly starts staggering towards you.
Okay. Firstly, is enough time passed that I'm like not as injured
anymore? I would say you've recovered from that one point of bashing damage.
Okay, so I've probably been sitting outside the car anyway, just smoking a cigarette, bored. Sure. Maybe even went and took some photos of the thing just as to film the time.
Yeah.
Nate's stumbling towards you and I'm just going to shout out to him and be like, oh, you all right there, fella?
He looks a little confused. His eyes go wide and he says, Tu Chessi.
I don't know what you're speaking. Is that Italian?
Italiano?
Oh, not me. That's not for my kind of thing. But I do like your people. You make good pasta. Am I right? I've had your grappa one time when I was actually visiting there. It was a good time. But anyways, what are you doing here?
Dove sono?
All right. do you speak any English?
Inglese?
English, yeah, that's right.
No. Ho bisogno di otono.
I don't know if you're... Is that a song? Is that something... What do you mean? What is he looking like right now? Is he upset or is he...
He looks exhausted and hurt. Like physically hurt. Sono stanco. He keeps walking towards you. Sono stanco.
I don't know what you mean there, buddy, but if you hang around, I've got a good friend. He's as tall as a fridge. He'll be able to set you right. Can I get a vibe of him as I'm looking at him? Is there a way I can like get it?
He's staggering towards you. You think he means to like reach out and grab you.
is he
You can see he's like reaching out.
Is he physically threatening though? Or am I like...
not physically I wouldn't describe it as you know what, actually, get you, what's your empathy wits?
Empathy wits is that, empathy is three.
Your eyes widening there, George, is so good.
And my wits is empathy is three and wits is four.
You see, he doesn't seem to be hostile. Like, you don't think he's going to grab you to hit you or anything like that, but he's definitely staggering towards you with the intention of grabbing at you. You can see that from the angle of his approach, you think he's going to grab your arms.
Yeah.
Maybe your wrists specifically.
Well, look, I've had a couple of bits of this Ohio Black, and I'm pretty chill.
Sloshing around in your stomach.
I'm not that threatened by him, so I'm just looking and being like, you're right there, fella. You know, just imagine like a drunk person stumbling up to you. What are you doing here? I'm not like scared, so I'm just like, well, you everything all right there? You all right?
Segumi nell'acqua.
Nell'acqua. If you want some of this Ohio Black while we're waiting for our friend to come back.
Segumi nell'acqua.
I don't know what that is. Is that aqua? Is that words? Water?
He reaches you. He grabs you, and then he starts pulling on you. Like, not maybe a little forcefully. Like, he's giving a little bit of a tug, but it's not like he's putting his full weight into it.
All right, so at this point, I'm still, like, I think the most likely thing is I'm guessing he's, like, pissed. He's drunk, and he's stumbling around. He's like, I didn't know these Italians out here. What are you doing out here in the middle of nowhere acting like that? Could you stop
Segumi
doing that?
Segumi nell'acqua.
This time it seems a little bit more insistent.
Okay, I don't know what you're saying there, big fella, but I'm just kind of... If you just want to sit around, maybe... I don't expect Cannonball knows how to speak any Italian, but I have been surprised by more things. So That's
mi
all right.
Mi chiamo Battaglia.
I don't know what that means. Battaglia. What do you mean?
Let's go one hand, puts a hand on his chest, and he says, Battaglia.
Your name's Battaglia.
Battaglia.
I'm Connor. Connor Byrne.
Connor,
yeah, Battaglia.
Connor.
Is it you, Battaglia?
Segumi nell'acqua. And then he starts pulling again. Now he's getting a bit even more insistent. I will get you, if you don't want to be pulled, I will get you to make a straight up strength check.
Well, pulled is like, I'll be like, all right, like, as in, I'm chill. So I'm like, sure. All right, yeah, if you're going to.
He starts pulling you towards.
I'm coming with him, but not like in a. I'm like, all right, well, if you so need to see it, it's like, all right,
he starts
I'll come
pulling
with you.
You towards Salt Lake.
Okay.
He like turns around. He's with one hand starts like kind of really insistently pulling you towards the water.
Bagliana. All right. You're going to have to take it a bit easy there, Bagliana. She's starting to pull on me a little bit there, but what do you want me to see there? What is this?
Segumi nell'acqua.
Segumi nell'acqua.
You look, I think you're a well-spoken enough person to know that aqua means water.
Yeah. So I'm guessing you want me to jump in the water. Is that what you're saying right now?
Segumi nell'acqua. His feet start walking into the water. He staggers maybe a little bit because it's like uneven ground, but...
This is where I'm going to be like, no, I'm all right. I'm not going to go get myself
You need
wet.
To make a strength check.
Yeah.
No successes.
Oh, God.
He Come turns on. Around. When you properly start resisting, yeah. He turns around and he grabs both wrists and then he, now, his full weight is behind it. He heaves on
What
you.
The fuck?
Segumi nell'acqua. He pulls really hard. You are now maybe ankle deep in water. He is knee deep in water.
Bagliana, you got to stop there. I don't know what you're doing here, but could you just let go of me there for a second, Bagliana? We can chat this out.
He looks at you with desperation in his face, and you need to make a wits composure check.
It's going to happen to you.
I don't know, but I'm scared now.
You are scared,
yeah.
Obviously, and you're like, what is happening?
Yeah.
But you have enough perception around you to notice that other people dressed very similarly to him start standing out of the water.
Oh, no, George. Get out of there.
What the fuck was in this Ohio black cannonball, you fucking bastard? What is happening here? Okay, all right.
You look at them, and you can see their mouths are moving, but they're not saying anything yet. Just as their mouths move, just water tumbles out, like they had lungs full of water. And they start, but you can see with their lips moving, they are also saying, Segumi nell'acqua.
Segumi nell'acqua. All right. Well, I'm just like, what the fuck is happening here?
How can you can make another strength check. Now, so just to let you know, you have a thing called willpower. So willpower has a bunch of uses. One of its main uses is if you are going to be knocked unconscious, you can spend willpower to stay conscious, mm-hmm. basically. It lets you push past normal human endurance. Mm-hmm. In addition to that, willpower is also used to add a bonus to any role. It's basically your character, your willpower, you are like focusing, you are like, this is important, and you get a bonus to a role. It gives you a +3 bonus to any role, basically. Okay. So you make another strength check of 4. Would you like to spend a point of willpower? You don't have to. I'm just saying that now is maybe the first time in this game you might want to.
I am not chill anymore. I feel like I need to get the hell. Like, even though I think 4 is probably enough for this, let's just be very safe.
All right. 1, 2, 3. 3 successes. Beautiful. Okay. Wunderbar.
Thank goodness.
Thank God.
You like wrench your hand out of, you wrench your wrists out of his hands, you fall backwards into the mud, you're looking up at the sky, and what do you do?
I scramble up, I fucking get the fuck away from the water.
All right.
Yeah, and I'm screaming for Cannonball, obviously, at this point.
Cannonball, you hear yelling. You hear him yelling your name.
Cannonball, you bastard, who are these people you've left me with? I've got a bunch of Italians.
Cannonball,
I thought we were friends.
You sprint toward back towards the Land Rover.
Yeah.
You see Connor is kind of like half pulling himself up by the bull bars of the Land Rover.
Yeah.
You are back together.
What?
What do you mean, what? I've got a whole fucking team of Italians that are trying to drag me into the water for some fucking reason.
You see no one else. You turn around as well. There's no one there.
If you slip, that's all right. It's a muddy bank, so... your ankles probably the Ohio black can play tricks on the mind.
I know what
I'll shift you into the Land Rover.
God damn, you are so good. I love you both so much.
No, stop it. I got to have a look. What do you mean? No, cannonball. I swear there was some old Italian man. He's walking towards. His name's like Bagliano or something. He's talking about Secunda Aqua. I don't know what his name is.
Calm down.
All right, no.
Calm down, racist. All right, I'll go to the riverbank and I'll look in the water to just see if I'm checking.
No successes. You see nothing.
I just realized this. I probably should have said this earlier, but would I have clocked anything about these people when I was there, or should I have done that at the time? Said like,
what do you mean clocked anything?
Like, isn't taking anything about them? Like, obviously, if you're seeing a crowd of people, surely you'd see like what. If you're an investigative journalist as well, I'm assuming he can tell by styles of clothing and stuff.
Well, things. You can remember what you saw. Is there anything you'd like to ask me about about these people that you might have noticed?
I guess especially now that I'm sitting down, I've got some time.
You're a little calmer.
Yeah.
Not super calm.
Heart's still
pumping. But I'm breathing now and I'm like, all right. And then so now I'm thinking about what I saw.
Sure.
Right? So I've obviously got this gentleman who dragged me to the water.
Sure.
But of everyone else there, was there anything signifying about their clothing or the way they looked? Were they all a certain age? Were they all a certain like type of person? Like as in
they,
clothing style?
Well, they were all wearing very similar outfits. You don't know if it was... it didn't look like a uniform.
Yeah.
But they were all wearing maybe overalls of some make or variety. Very simple clothes. A lot of them had maybe a flat cap or something like that. Maybe some of them... Actually, a few of them had helmets. A bunch of them had helmets.
What kind of helmets?
One of those old-fashioned, you know, the classic sort of miner helmet where it's got that little lip to it and maybe even like a thing for a torch in it.
Oh, okay.
He said it was Italian, man. Does the historic plaque reference the Italian migrant workers?
You know, from the... Maybe not from... I don't know if you're the sort of person who reads a plaque, but...
I might have had to read it in the past, you know.
You would know this, but also the plaque would say that, a lot of Italian migrants were killed in the collapse.
Mm. But I guess this is what I'm just like...
And worked here as well.
So yeah. Okay, all right.
There's no one in the water.
I'm not fucking crazy, all right? There was a bunch of Italian men. Some of them were Italian people. They were dressed in these overalls and things like that. Some of them had helmets on. Is there some sort of Italian village around here?
Did you, no judgment if this is the case, did you perhaps read the plaque and the Ohio
plaque? What are you talking about?
The historic marker. You took photographs of it, yeah.
Oh, what does it say on there? So...
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
So if you cross the bridge to get to Kelly Island, on Kelly Island, there's a little memorial. Would you have gone to that memorial?
If I was taking pictures and I was bored, then I wouldn't.
All right. Well, you maybe go through your pictures.
Yeah.
And maybe you even read this yourself.
Yeah.
But there's a little plaque on Kelly Island on the memorial, and the little plaque commemorates the Italian immigrants who were killed in the collapse here.
Okay.
Yeah.
So maybe you read that and imagined, you know.
Fuck me, what is in this Ohio plaque? No, but he was there. He's like,
I'll turn on that. We got to get back to
the station.
I'm
about to have a fucking heart attack here, Cannonball. All right.
Some people do
what was
say.
What was in those beans as well? Like, I need to understand what's going on.
Mm. Your stomach is experiencing a hurricane.
Well, we here in Winterset like to call the bean cane.
The double black.
The bean and black hurricane.
There's a local legend that a man who could have beans and double black at the same time.
The double black?
Oh, sorry, the black.
Once double black just pours out like
that's dark. Mythical.
Double black's just a myth.
We've only heard of it.
Double black was on the drawing board. They're like, if Ohio black does well, we'll make a double black. And it did not do well.
It did well in Winterset and nowhere else.
Linked to heart issues.
Significant fertility reductions.
Maybe as I start to drive away, I'll be like, some people do say that the old Kelly Bridge is haunted, if you believe in such things. I do not.
Oh, you got very strong. Look, I've not.
Did see a UFO once.
As I keep driving. Very good.
Oh, like, all right, well.
With that, you both get into the Land Rover. A somber moment for you, Connor. You make no sound other than the two of both of your feet setting foot in the driver, in the passenger foot rail.
Before doing this though, just quickly, I'm assuming I would have had a quick glance at the same thing he did just and seen nothing as well, right?
Oh, yeah. You look around, you don't see any evidence that those people were there.
Yeah, okay. Getting in the car. I'm like, what a fucking day, eh? Jesus Christ.
I give like a nod.